This morning, and good to have all those watching in Periscope today. We had over 700 and something a few weeks ago watching us, and we are thankful for that. And good to have you tuning in out there in Periscope land today. Praise God. I want you to stand this morning. I want you to turn over to the book of Deuteronomy. I usually don't teach a lot out of the Old Testament. I'm going to teach a little bit today, and I want to talk to you really about the goodness of God and receiving the goodness of God. Receiving God's goodness into your life. Deuteronomy, let's go to chapter 11, verse 21. Let's put this up in the King James if we can. That'd be fine. And they'll throw it up here, guys. We can read it up here. So, that your days may be multiplied. How many want some days multiplied? Amen. And the days of your children, how many want your children's days multiplied? In the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth, as days of heaven up on the earth. You know, God wants to give you days of heaven here now, not to when you get there. It used to be, you know, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. God wants to give you days of rejoicing now. Amen. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say this like we mean it. Come on. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to someone and say, God is so good. Amen. Praise God. You know, growing up and everything that we've heard about God and things that we, you know, come to believe about God affects us in so many ways. And so you've been taught that God is a God of anger and judgment, and he's a God of just destruction and causes chaos. And, you know, there's teachings going around that God put this sickness on me so that, you know, I can have a testimony. There's all this stuff about, you know, God calls this and God gets blamed for that and all these things. And so, you know, how we develop our philosophy about God becomes what we believe. And what we believe, listen to me, becomes and relates to our ability to receive. So if our thinking is misaligned or askewed, then our belief system is as well, and then our ability to receive from God becomes the same way. Because so many people have been taught so many erroneous doctrines about God. And, you know, then we throw in the enemy, and he plays with our minds, and we allow him sometimes to, you know, have a playground in our mind. Guys, don't allow him to rent space there. Put up a no rent sign. When those thoughts come in, you've got to immediately take capture of those, because listen, the only power he has is what you give him. And the only power he does have is the power of suggestion. And so when he tells you that, you know, you're not going to succeed, that you're not fit, that you're not, you know, loved, that, you know, all these things that the enemy wants to throw in your mind, you know, he starts reminding you of your future. You remind him of his future. And he reminds you of your past. Remind him of his future. Amen? So you got to understand that he wants to play with your mind. He wants to torment you. He wants to do all these things. But we are overcomers in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You've got power within you. Amen. And so as we begin to understand and form our concept of God, it can really affect us how we receive from him. Because, you know, God wants to give. He's always giving. He's always giving. He is a giver. Amen. And so God wants to continually give to us. We're going to talk about that in a moment. I'll show you a verse of scripture. But here in the scripture out of Deuteronomy, out of the Old Testament, he says we can have days of heaven here on earth. Amen. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this present world. You know, he isn't sick right now. He has no sickness. He has no lack. Amen. He's not in pain or torment right now. And we can have these days here on earth. God wants you to have good days. He wants you to have good days. He wants us to experience the goodness of His grace every day of our life. Amen. He wants us living in that. In that New Testament believer, we have a revelation of God's grace, God's goodness, and what He's done for us. Anybody can say amen. Amen. Look at Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. I love this. Awesome verse. I would have fainted unless I believed to see what? The goodness of the Lord where? In the land. I tell you, there is so much negativity going on out there right now in this political world. I don't know about you, but I can't even watch that stuff anymore. It's like, I'm done. I'm finished. You know, that's it. I'm done with all that. Hey, thank God I'm voting for Jesus. Amen. Well, I am voting, but I want to tell you, praise God, because of all that stuff can impact you so that you begin to have this negative mindset, this negative complex, and you know what, the whole world's going to hell in the handbasket. But I want to tell you, there's still good people here. There are people that love God, and God is in this thing. Amen. God is working on our behalf. That's what I choose to believe. Praise God. So, and I encourage you, if you need to vote, get out there and vote. Amen. Make sure you do. Make sure you do. But God is in the midst of all this. He hasn't left us. People are saying, you know, this is God's judgment coming to America. No, no. Listen, God's already judged Jesus, and He's not going to judge us because He's judged Him. All the wrath of God was poured out on Christ. God is nothing but good to give us today. And you got to understand and begin to formulate your mind around that goodness, because if you don't, you won't receive. What you think reflects the ability to what you receive, what you believe. Are you listening to me? So he says, listen, I would have thanked except for the goodness of the Lord. Man, I look around and I see God's goodness every day of my life. Start recognizing that and honoring it and say, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Amen. I see it in my life. Thank you, Lord. When God does something good for you, thank Him for it. Amen. God shows up, does a good thing, does a favor for you. You get the first parking place at Walmart. Thank God for it. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus, for that favor on my life. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 92, verse 16. Psalm 92, verse 16. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Psalm 91, verse 16. Psalm 91, verse 16. Hallelujah. God is good. With long life, I will what? With long life, God wants to satisfy you. Man, you need to put that on your refrigerator. You need to put that in your bathroom mirror. You need to have that scripture out. With long life, God wants to satisfy you. And what? Show Him my salvation. The word salvation there means to be prosperous, to be sound. Hello. How do we have long life? By prospering, and that means in every area of our life, not just finances. God wants you to prosper in your body, in your relationship, and in your finances. He wants you to have a sound mind. He wants you to know about His goodness. Amen. He wants you to have this peace, this security. All of that is in that word salvation, health, hallelujah. So He says, I'm going to show you that. I want to show you salvation. I want to show you my favor and all the goodness of God. Amen. And so really from the beginning, God's onset was to show man's goodness. Amen. Look over to Genesis. We're going to put up the Amplified this morning. Genesis chapter 1. Let's go verse 9. Through 31. I just want to show you some good things about when God started and what He started this creation with. And He started to show man His goodness and how good it is. Amen. We live in a good world, church. Bless you. We live in a good world. Amen. Hallelujah. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be collected in one place of standing, and let the dry appear. And it was so. Man, God's word is powerful. When you speak the word, things happen. God called the dry land earth, and the accumulation of water He called seas. And God saw that this was what? Good. God's perspective is good. Our perspective should be good. You know, so many people, they get up on Monday, and the first thing they do, they expect bad. They're so used to bad. What was that old song? Gloom, despair, excessive misery, deep, dark depression is set in on me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no what? Luck at all. Y'all know that song, right? Don't sing it. Don't even think it. Amen. But people, you know, we run in this race, and so many times we have things happen to us because of life, and we begin to have a philosophy, and we develop that philosophy, and, you know, and then we begin to be an expectation, and instead of being an expectation of good, when the phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're an expectation of bad. Start being an expectation of good. Wow, somebody's bothering me at 3 o'clock in the morning to tell me something good. Somebody got blessed at 3 o'clock in the morning. God showed up at 3 o'clock in the morning to tell me something. They're calling to tell me something good. Hallelujah. Man, but we just, so many people are patterned in their mind to think negative about everything. They get a pain, and the first thing they think in their mind, it's cancer, I'm going to die. You will. You keep thinking about that, and you think like that, you will die. You get a pain, you just to say, oh, that's gas. Thank you, Jesus. I ate too much. Hello? Don't be thinking like that. Change your thinking. Think about God's goodness in my life. Expect it every day. He said, fitting, admirable, and he approved it. It's good. Look at the next verse. And God said, let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit, trees yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which there was seed, and each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God said, man, it's so good. What I've created is good. Amen. When you get up in the morning, say, man, this is a good day because God's in my day. I love what Oral Roberts used to say years ago, something good. It's going to happen to you today. Amen. And start believing that. Man, something good's coming my way today. I've got blessings. I've got favor. God's putting me in the right place with the right people at the right time. Hallelujah. I know I've got nothing but good coming my way. Promotion's coming on my job. Hallelujah. God is just good all around me, all over me, and in my family, all through me. It's nothing but good. Man, and people, folks, if we can just get that mindset. When we see God is just so good, so favored in our life, so amazing, and still thinking, well, what I don't have. You know, that's the enemy. That is not God. When you start thinking about that, you're focused on self and not God. What does Andrew say? The source of all grief is what? This what? Self-centeredness, source of all grief is self-centeredness. When you start feeling sorry for yourself, you've taken your eyes off of Jesus and focusing on you. When you put your eyes on Jesus and all he's done for me, wake up in the morning, think about what he's done for me. Woo! Dance, 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 all night, all night. Well, think about his goodness. Man, all he's done for me. Woo! Man, hold on a second. I'm going to get blessed whether you're not going to get blessed right now or not, because I start thinking about his goodness and all he's done for me. I just about get my shout on right here. Amen. And you just got to get out of that negative. Don't be a negative Nelly. Hello? Or Billy. Don't be either one. Get out of that. Get out of that negative thought line. Get into the goodness of God and how good he is. Praise God. Wake up in the morning. Look out in the morning and say, oh, Lord, morning. Say, good morning, Lord. Hello? Turn to somebody and say, he's preaching to you right now. In fact, he's really talking right now. He's talking your language. Are you hearing this? So let's go on down here a little bit. Let's go on down. Suitable, admirable, and he, and there was evening and there was morning a third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of heavens to separate the day from the night and to be signs and tokens of God's provident, what? Care, and to mark seasons, days, and years. Wow. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He also made the stars. And God set them in the expanse of heavens to give light upon the earth. Wow. To rule over the day and over the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that. God saw that what? God's perspective of you is good. God's perspective of your life and your outcome in this life is nothing but good. And when you get a perspective that God has, it's going to change everything. And you'll start receiving so easily. Amen. And it just begins to flood into your life. And you say, whoa, God, you are so good. Hallelujah. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know where I am. No, I don't. But God does. And that's why it's so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on down a little bit more. And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly and swarm with living creatures, and let birds fly over the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. How cool is he, man? God created the great sea monsters, every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was
good.
I love this perspective, man. Everything God looked at, he says, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Can you imagine if you got up every day and say, this is good. That's good. Oh, God, you're so good. Wow, can you imagine the impact not only you would have on yourself, but others? What are they talking about? This world's going crazy, and they're talking about how good God is, how favored they are, and wow, how blessed they are. And you walk into Walmart, and that cashier just is blown away by the smile on your face. Oh, man. Amen. Let's go on down. Suitable, admirable, and he approved it. And God blessed them, saying, oh, back up. We skipped something here, didn't we? Suitable and admirable, okay, improved it. Did we? Okay. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Wow. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creeping things, wild beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the wild beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the dominant animals according to their kinds, and everything that creeps upon the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was, God even see the creeps good. God even see the creeps good. Come on, somebody. Amen. Fitting pleasure, and he approved it, right? And God said, let us, what? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim. That word us there in the King James is Elohim, and exactly what it means, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son was there in the incarnation of this world. He was there in the very beginning. Make man in our what? Image after our what? And let them have complete dominion over the fish. I love that verse. I take that every time I go fishing. And I have dominion over them fish. They don't get on anybody else's hook, but they get on mine. Amen? So I'm there catching fish when nobody else is catching fish. I took Holly fishing. She never fished before. And I put her in this place, and she started catching fish. And them guys are going, what's going on? And all these men started moving closer to her to try to get their line in there and catch fish. She was favored, and she was just pulling them out left and right. You know, never, you know, why is that? Because God given her dominion. She got that same authority I got. You got that authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, tame beast. To what? Tame beast, and over all the earth, and over every, and you got authority over creeps. How's that? Amen. Of the earth. Praise God. I love it. So God created man in his own image, in the image of likeness of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Wow. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, using all the vast resources, using all the vast resources. Isn't that interesting? For all the tree huggers out there, just wanted to put that in. Using all the vast resources in service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish. There it is again. Over the sea, the birds of the air. And what? Over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Listen to this. And God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed as in the face of all the land, and every tree with the seed and its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to all the animals of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the ground, to everything in which there is the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? not only it was good, it was what? When he got down to man, he says, you know what? You're very good. You're very good. God's perspective of you in Christ is very good. Nothing but good. When God sees you, he sees Jesus. That's why you need to start getting a different mentality about who you are. Because the way God looks at you may be totally different than your perspective of how you look at you or somebody else looks at you. And who cares what somebody else looks at you when you know what God thinks of you and how God looks at you? And people are so hung up on what they think about what someone else thinks. Don't be thinking about what somebody else thinks. Think about what God thinks about you. Oh, that's so good, Pastor. Hallelujah. I love that, man. That is so good. Amen. God is rich. Look at Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. We're going to put this up in the Amplified as well. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. God gave us the most perfect gift of all. The gift of his Son shows us his goodness to us. Look at this. But God, so rich is he in his mercy, in his grace, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love which he loves us. Whoa, man, intense love which he loves you. Get a perspective of that. Man, God intensely loves me. How come? Because he sent Jesus. When you don't feel anybody else loves you, you got to realize God loves you. Amen. I love this. Amen. Even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ in salvation. Am I still going? We're still going. Keep with me here, guys. And he raised us up together with him and made us what? We're raised up and seated with him, the place of authority, us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed and appointed one. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace. Wow. Amazing. His unmerited favor in his kindness. This doesn't make you feel good. I don't know what would. You just, something draw out your feel good. You know what? Amen. Favor of his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. Next verse. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not yourself or of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Going down. Not because of works, not of the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself or take glory to himself. Last verse here. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may what? Do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he what? Prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living
life.
Living the what life?
The good life.
Good life. Folks, are you living a good life today? Anybody out there living a good life?
Yeah.
Man, you are. Man, you're blessed today. You woke up, you're blessed. You woke up, you got out of bed, you put a step out of bed this morning, you are blessed. You got some eyes that can see and some ears that can hear. And you're blessed today. You got a family that loves you. You are blessed today. Amen. You got children. You are really blessed. Amen. And we're believing for you that don't have children that you're blessed and going to be blessed. Amen. I'm believing for some of you who want children, I'm believing for sons from afar and daughters to nurse at your side. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, you know, people, we have a friends of ours that adopted a little girl here a couple years ago, maybe longer than that now, has it? Yeah, and they are so enamored by her and blessed they couldn't physically have children, but they've got this little girl, and I'm telling you, man, it is awesome. Praise God. God loves kids. Amen. He loves dogs. He doesn't love cats, but he loves dogs. Amen. No, I guess he does. Amen. Wow. Amen. God's willingness to send his son clearly demonstrates how much he loves this church. Amen. He does. God was willing to get involved in our own life. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit of power. Acts 10:38 says, and he went about doing bad, putting curses on people, killing them with sickness. No, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. Amen. So Jesus had the ability to remove the burden and destroy the yoke. Amen. Look at Ecclesiastes 5:18. Go over to the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes 5:18 out of the Amplified. This is good, man. Ecclesiastes 5. Y'all get anything out of this morning? I was trying to reflect to you about your thinking about God and how we receive from him. And when you receive from him because of your thinking is lined up with his word, I'm telling you guys, there's an explosion going to happen in your life. Amen. Get out of that old law concept. Get over here into the grace concept of God's goodness, mercy, and favor on your life. Amen. It's awesome. Ecclesiastes. Behold, what have I seen to be good and fitting is for one to eat and drink and to find enjoyment under all the labor in which he labors under the sun, all the days which God gives him. For this is what? His allot. God says, hey, it's okay to eat and drink and have a good time. And enjoy your labor. In other words, just enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you how? More abundantly. And in Christ, we have such an abundant life. Praise God of all good things, man. Relationships and blessings. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome thing we did. Yesterday, with our daughter getting married, it was an awesome thing. And Andrew did a stellar job. I was like, wow. You know, at least wanted me to walk her down the aisle. And so I got to walk mom down the aisle, and I got to walk Elise down the aisle. And it was so precious. And it was like, wow, thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God. And she got such a good guy. Phil is such an awesome dude. You know, it's like one of his guys stood up, his best man, and gave him a toast, roast, whatever they call that thing. And it was like, man, I was so blessed to hear from another guy about this guy. I'm going, you did good, baby. God's good. Amen. And church, he is that good to us. He is so good to us. He's good to you. He's got a good life for you. He's got good things coming your way. Well, Pastor, I'm getting too old. No, you're not too old. No, your biological clock doesn't have to stop, baby. Keep on ticking. Praise God. He said, with long life, I will satisfy him. A lot of people, I don't know what it is. They get in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and they want to sit down. I had a guy yesterday said, well, when are you going to retire? I was thinking back in my mind. You know, he's retired. And that's fine. You want to retire, you know, go and get your little boat and go on the lake. Go and do that. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to do that some. Absolutely. I'm going to fish some, do all that. But you know what? I can do that now and not retire. And still have fun. When are you going to retire? Man, like, retire? That is not in my vocabulary. What? That, in fact, folks, that really is. That is a world concept. Well, it sounds so good. We're going to retire, go down to Florida, get us a little condo, and you're going to die. Because you ain't doing anything. I'm just going to sit somewhere. Most people, you know what they find out? So many people that reach retirement age, they worked all their life for that. They get that 65, 66. They run down their Social Security, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get my Social Security. Thank you, Jesus. I'm claiming that. Praise God. I'm glad to have it. Thank you, Lord. Paid into all these lives. But what happens, they've got this concept. Now, I'm going to retire, and I'm just going to play golf. And what they do is they get the Social Security, and they go play golf, and they die. Because they just stopped everything. They're out of their routine. I love this guy. This guy that I work with, I love him. He is awesome. Mr. Viviano, and I've told you about this. He's 84 years young. He is a car dealer owner, owns a Chrysler store up in Michigan, Sterling Heights, 84 years young. I get there in the mornings at that store. I'll get there at 9 o'clock, and I see his white 300 already pulled up there. He's in that store from early in the morning to late in the afternoon, around 5 or 6 o'clock when he finally leaves and goes home. He's done that. He is 84 years old, young. One morning, I walked in, and I said, "Mr. Viviani, how are you doing today?" He said, "Oh, I'm a little sore." I said, "Well, why is that?" I said, "Well, my wife had me out there with a chainsaw yesterday, and I was cutting down these big trees." He said, "I'm a little sore today." And I'm thinking, dude, you go on with yourself. Folks, really, age is just a number. It's in our head. Please, don't grow old. Live young all your days. Feel free to explore and dream. Have dreams. Don't get to be the old man that dream dreams. Your young men see vision. Keep seeing the visions as well. Right? Amen. You can have some dreams, but see some visions. Get some visions of your life. Praise God. Wasn't it Colonel Sanders that, how old was he when he started KFRI? 60, wasn't he? 60s, I think. Wow, man. Amen. It's not too late. Turn to somebody and say, "It's not too late." Stand this morning. Praise God. God is good. It's not too late. Amen. Innovation, ideas, creativity coming your way. You know, some of you were not designed to work for somebody else. Some of you were not designed to work for someone else. God's got an entrepreneur spirit in you. And you just need to say, "You know what? No, I'm going to go for this thing. I'm going to do it." Praise God. Don't be foolish. Be full of wisdom. You know, when you start a business, start it slow. Don't just jump out there and start it. Start it slow. Let it grow. You know, have wisdom in what you do. But many of you, you know, you have an entrepreneurial spirit. And you know what? If you ever take a job, never move for money. What? No, you never move for money. You move according to God's spirit and His will. I was talking to somebody the other day and said, "Hey, I had this great, you know, this opportunity presented to me, and it was a good opportunity." And, you know, I looked at it and I thought, "Man, this is a really good opportunity," but God said no. Because sometimes you'll mess up your life not hearing from God. And there's good things out there, but you need to know the yes and the no on it. Amen. I've been presented stuff and I said, "Sounds good, but no, ain't going to do that." You know? I've been presented churches before. I said, "Oh, sound good, but no, I ain't going to do that." No, you got to hear and learn to hear the voice of the Spirit. Amen? If you don't come from anything else, you need to come from that this morning, because hearing God's voice is so important. Most of us do all the talking and very little listening. But when you sit back, He says, "Be still and know that I am God." And you hear His voice, and God puts that in your heart, and you've got that desire in your heart. Some of you are really meant to be millionaires. God's got millionaire status in you. He has it for you because He knows you have a heart to give and in the kingdom of God. He knows you have a heart to give. And you know what? Some of you just hanging out there because of fear. Don't let fear hinder you. Amen. Let wisdom lead you and the Holy Spirit lead you. Praise God. Don't take everything that's thrown out there at you. Have some wisdom. But some of you really have an entrepreneurial spirit in you. Start it up. Believe God. Maybe you start small, but you'll grow it because God's favor on you. Amen. God's favor on you. Raise your hand if you receive that today. Come on. Father, thank you this morning for the goodness of God. Lord, thank you for your love towards us today. It is everlasting. Thank you, God, for just showing us and leading us by your Spirit. Lord, we are led. We are people led by your Spirit. Amen. We declare we hear the voice of God speaking to us. God, thank you for favor on the lives of your people today. Lord, they're blessed going in and they are blessed going out today. We receive that. We are the healed of the Lord from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. We are strong and able to go up and possess the land that you've given us because you're a good, good Father today. And we recognize that. We honor you, and you have nothing but good in store for those that love you, those that are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. And we love you today. And most of all, Lord, you love us. And we give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to some people and turn. I receive that today. Praise God. I receive that today. Amen. Wow. Turn to somebody and say, God's got nothing but success for you. Amen. Praise God. Love it. Hug somebody this morning. Tell them you love them. Hey, be out this coming Saturday for Karis if you're there. Sunday, man, invite somebody with you. Amen. It's all going to be good. Amen.